Christian, well done. Terrific performance, and all the better because of the Ross Taylor run out as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. Obviously, I hit the ball to my wicket. I was looking at the ball. It's probably my fault in the end because he obviously kept running. And but obviously, that's life. That's the way things go. I obviously apologise to him because it's his last game for the club for the time being. And it's a bit of a sad way to go. But yeah, as you said, after that, I sort of probably thrived on that a little bit. And sort of felt it was down to me to get the team up to a good score after our best players run out.
Is that what it felt like as well, Chris? Because, you know, it's very easy, I guess, to get down in that sort of situation, get out and...
Yeah, if I'm totally honest, I was down for a few balls after it happened. But I sort of had to quickly get out of that and realise I have a job to do here. Because it's nothing that I can bring back, you know, and I just thought I'd get my head down, try to get in a partnership with Chops, because I thought he played really well coming in and striking the way he did from ball one. And yeah, we were able to get our side up to 200.
Which was a terrific performance. What about this fellow, Mustafa Zia? What about that?
No, it was phenomenal, really. I think he really showed his class tonight, and obviously it was well worth the wait. He really put in a man-match performance tonight. As I said, he really showed his class tonight and helped us get over the line.
You know a bit about him. You've seen him out in the IPL. How good is he?
He's on a different level, to be honest. He bowls in all the tough situations, and he executes with tremendous skill. I think his economy in T20 cricket is between 5 and 6, you know, and as a fast bowler, bowling at those sort of hot times is a real effort and a real testament to his skill. And he's only 20, 21, and he has a really, really bright future ahead of him.
You play with the top players in the world when you're in the IPL. What are the top players saying?
Well, yeah, as you said, you should have seen some of the performances he put in the IPL against some high-quality players. I think there was one game he bowled 4 overs for 9 runs, you know, didn't even get hit for 1 boundary. And as I said, it's just a testament to his skill. His disguise on his quicker balls and slow balls is actually what was the hardest thing to pick about him. And, yeah, we're delighted to have him, really, and hopefully we can gather some momentum going into the last few games and for the time that he's here, because to come and play like that on debut for a new club just off the plane is phenomenal, really, and very admirable.
Let's talk about another young man, Jofra Archer, a young man you know well. I mean, he's made some impression, Chris, for an inexperienced player.
Yeah, 100%. I think Joff, the more you see him, the more you realise that he likes to get into a battle. He likes a challenge. He likes to complete a task, you know. And you'll see that he's come as a youngster on debut. He's bowled a new ball. He sort of hove last week. And the sort of control and skill that he's also bowled with is tremendous and phenomenal as well for such a young player making his debut in such a big side. And tonight again, he bowled good pace, good control, and he got a really key wicket for us there in Wesley when he was just about to take off. So look, it's a real learning experience for him thus far, but the signs on him are very good, and hopefully he has a bright future.
How involved have you been, Chris, in getting him to Sussex over the last period of time?
Obviously he was born in Barbados, but obviously he holds a British passport, and he obviously came to me and asked me what about exploring his options and would Sussex obviously have a look at him and what's not. I then recommended him to the club, and then they took it from there, really. But look, I think he's a brilliant addition to the squad thus far. You can see the tremendous talent he has. He's got a lot of talent with the bat as well, which you hopefully see soon. And he's a very good fielder. So with those qualities in place, if he can keep his head down and keep concentrating and going from stride to stride, I'm sure he'll have a very bright future.